Well, hello there, and welcome to yet another Ramble Fat with me. So, before I start, I have to say something. I actually recorded myself using the toy that I'm going to be using pretty soon. I already recorded myself using it. I say recorded. Thing is, I got really distracted by how amazing the toy was, and something went horribly wrong, and I didn't end up recording it. So, we're back again, with the same toy again. And I'm really looking forward to it, because it's been, I think, about 2 weeks since I last used it. And that was the first and only time I've used it so far. And I was disappointed that I wasn't able to share that magical first moment with you all. So, we're back again with it. It is a wonderful, like, I think it's like 6.5 inch, pretty looking dildo. It's quite firm. It's like firm silicone. It's quite obviously manufactured in a factory rather than, like handmade, like hand poured, I believe. I could be completely wrong, but it's, you know, it's not made by like one of the small indie toy studios that I tend to frequent nowadays. I got this one gifted to me from my Amazon wish list. So thank you very much to the person who gifted this to me. It is a fantastic toy, and yeah, it's one I'm going to be using again and again. So thank you so much for gifting this to me. Thank you, thank you. I don't think I have many toys currently on my Amazon wish list, but you know, if anyone else wants to treat me to something, I would never say no. I mentioned this in the not recording that I did last time. It's quite phallic looking. It's quite phallic looking. Of course it is. It's a fucking dildo. What I mean is it looks like a human cock, not like a monster cock, which is what like 99% of my, you know, dildos tend to look like. So it looks like a human cock. And typically I'm not really into that. When it comes to dildos, I don't know, there's something kind of like creepy about it. Oh no, it's not even creepy. It's just the one, you know, unless it's hyper realistic, it looks bizarre to me. And I don't find them a turn on. But this one is like, the colouring on it is clear, and it's got like cute little like birthday sprinkle confetti in it. And so the colouring isn't realistic. And I think that's kind of what helps me stay attracted to it, I suppose. It also has like balls at the bottom, at like the base, just above this quite firm suction cup on it. And I keep like, I'm doing it right now. I'm holding the toy in my hands, and one of my hands is just like squeezing the shaft and playing with the head, and the other hand is like teasing and squeezing the balls. And it made me realize that I kind of want more toys to have like testicles on them. They're fun, you know, especially, you know, if you're able to get the toy all the way in and you've got the balls like hitting you as well as you're fucking it. It's like, it's nice. It feels good. And yes, I vote more toys with testicles, especially like more realistic, like, you know, like dangling down a bit more, and it can really like slap you. It's like you fuck your ass or pussy or even your mouth, I guess. Yeah. That's my 50 cents on toys with balls. Not that anyone asked. Okay. So I have my giant bottle of lubricant here. Because it is a silicone toy, I tend to like to add some lubricant to them, just because I am someone who gets ridiculously wet, but I enjoy I enjoy having little to no friction when I'm fucking myself with a toy. So having the extra lubricant, it's just like, very, very good. All right. I'm going to squeeze down over it. There we go. All right. I've got the toy right by the microphone. Rubbing my fingers. Over the tip. And getting my fingers covered in lube, spreading it over the shaft. Hey, listen. It's like I'm stroking your cock. ASMR there for you folks. Oh, I love how wet it sounds. Oh, I need to put more lube on it now because I just like I just like massaged it into my hand as well. Lubricant should also be a moisturizer, all right? They could totally like double up on that and sell it to the masses. Like, not only is this lubricant great for your sex toys, but also your skin. Someone, steal my idea, make millions off of it, all right? And then just, I don't know, buy me more toys. Okay, I'm going to have to reposition myself in my chair. I should have set up my microphone up on my bed, but I was recording some other stuff and then I got horny and decided to do this random ramble fap. So, you know, you just kind of have to deal with my chair being squeaky and stuff as I'm shifting myself to get comfy. Oh, I've got my legs spread and I'm just slipping the toy between my outer pussy lip. Oh, I'm closing my eyes. And oh God, it feels like, it really feels like a real dick. Oh, just teasing my clit. The toy inside of me. Oh. Oh. I'm squatting over it. Oh. I just sat down on it completely. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so big. Oh my God. Oh. As a reminder, sometimes I'll go weeks without putting something inside of me. So then I get so tight. Oh my God. So holding it inside of me. I'm fingering
on my clit. Oh, I can't think straight. It feels so good. Oh. Oh my God. Okay, I'm slowly fucking myself. I'm gonna come so fucking quickly. Oh my God. It just feels so fucking good. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to get a second one of these toys. This exact same one, or. Oh. Something. Oh. With a really big flared base, so I can fuck my ass at the same time. Oh God, it hits my G-spot. Oh fuck me. Oh fuck me. Hitting my G-spot fucking perfectly. I need to use this toy in the fucking machine. Oh my God. Better than the first time. Oh my fucking God. It just hits my G-spot, just Oh my God. I so rarely do ramble faps where I don't use my toy. Like my clit vibrator, old reliable, usually, you know, old reliable shows up at some point. Oh fuck, I did not need old reliable. Just this toy inside of me, fucking it in my G-spot, and then teasing my clit was just magical. Oh my God, I want this toy for my ass as well. I want to be DP'd by this fucking toy. Oh fuck, a part of me feels like I can keep going and go for a second orgasm, but the other half of me is like shaking because that was a really, really, really good, nice orgasm. Oh my God. Okay. I'm teasing my clit again. I'm fucking myself. Oh my God. Can I come again? I don't know. I'm so sensitive. I don't know. I'm so sensitive. Now we'll use old reliable. Let's see how this feels with the toy at the same time. Oh, okay, hold on. Let's get it on the highest setting. Really drive my sensitive clit mad. Okay, here we go. Oh! Oh my God. Oh my God, with the toy. Oh. I'm coming again. Bonk, 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 bonk. Okay. I'm done. Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna slowly take this toy out. My pussy is so fucking tight. Ah. Oh my God, like the rush of wetness, the toy just like, oh, flopped out of me as I gripped it. Oh my God. Oh, shit. I need a cup of tea. Only be a darling and clean up all this mess and make me a cup of tea. Shit, I need to get up anyway. I need to, like, oh my God, I'm covered. I'm covered in like lube and pussy juices. Oh man. Wow, I needed that, huh? I hope you had a pleasant wank as well. Oh, okay. Yeah, no joke. I really have to go clean up. I made a real mess. And I'm confident that you did too. So, thank you for joining me for such a pleasurable experience. I'll try my best not to leave it so long between ramble faps because, I enjoy doing them and I like to think people enjoy listening to them. Okay, I'm gonna stop doing a silly girl ranting now and I'm gonna go. Thank you again for keeping me company. I will see you next time. Mwah.